Lindsey Graham, we will take a long hard look at social media censorship of conservatives. By Sean Moran on February 28, 2019. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC, said Thursday that his committee will take a long hard look at social media censorship of conservative and alternative voices during a speech at CPAC. Senator Graham said that the Senate Judiciary Committee will take a look at social media companies' censorship of conservative and alternative voices on the Internet. In a speech ranging from destroying ISIS and confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Graham asked the crowd how they felt about social media companies' censorship of conservatives. The South Carolina senator said that his committee will investigate the committee. Social media, how many of you are worried about your content being taken down? The person making that decision may not have the same worldview that you do, noting that Silicon Valley companies might have a more leftist bias. The bottom line is social media companies have got a lot of power. They're pretty unregulated, and we're going to take a long hard look at that because I'm the chairman, Graham said. The Senate Judiciary Committee also features two prominent conservative critics of Facebook, Google, and Twitter's ability to censor conservative voices, Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Josh Hawley, RMO. During the confirmation hearings for then-Attorney General nominee William Barr, Graham mentioned that he will take a look at social media censorship during his tenure as Senate Judiciary Committee. Barr said during those hearings that he was interested in reassessing or learning more about the Department of Justice's antitrust policies and in regards to the Silicon Valley behemoths. Barr said, "Yes, I mean generally that's where I stand. That is the purpose of antitrust law, obviously, is to protect competition and competition ultimately that rebounds to consumer benefits. At the same time, I'm sort of interested in stepping back and reassessing or learning more about how the antitrust division has been functioning and what their priorities are. I don't think big is necessarily bad, but I think a lot of people wonder how such huge behemoths that now exist in Silicon Valley have taken shape under the nose of antitrust enforcers. And you can win that market share without violating antitrust laws, but I want to find out more about that dynamic," Barr added.